This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You gotta figure that way up high on the list of the worst jobs in the world this week is being a banker in Cyprus, right? Tomorrow's a big day over there. Banks are supposed, and I use that word advisedly, supposed to reopen after the bailout crisis first went from frying pan to fire 11 days ago. It's going to be a test not only of the banking system, but also of whether the Cypriot government's plan to stop a run on those same banks is going to work. And perhaps we'll get a clue as to exactly how much Russian cash is still on deposit there. One thing, though, is clear already. The reputation that Cyprus has as a safe haven for dodgy cash is never going to be the same. So where, oh, where will money launderers go now? From the European Desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Cyprus was famous for the sandwich. It's not a gastronomic delicacy, but a device for hiding money. A Cypriot company stuffed with Russian cash is acquired by another corporation in Belize and then covered by many other layers of ownership in places like Switzerland, Luxembourg, Andorra, the whole thing winding up back in Cyprus.
Moving the money from one jurisdiction to another, it makes it very much harder for investigators to get to the roots of who's behind the money and where the money comes from in the first place.
John Christensen of the Tax Justice Network, which campaigns against tax evasion. He says there's little doubt Cyprus has been heavily engaged in the sandwich business.
My own investigations have told me that very clearly that for many decades Cyprus has been principally a money laundering centre. I have no doubt whatsoever about that.
But its money laundering days must be numbered. So where can those dodgy Russian investors turn to now that the Cyprus sandwich is off the menu?
Switzerland would be probably number one on my list if I were in that criminal community.
James S. Henry is an economist and reporter who's investigated the best places for tax evaders and money launderers to stash their cash.
You can invest in gold and put it in Swiss vaults. That's a traditional kind of store of wealth for folks who just want a secure, safe haven for their ill-gotten gains.
In fact, there are dozens of countries more than happy to accept suspect cash, from tiny Nauru in the South Pacific to the Caymans in the Caribbean. And oiling the wheels of this vast money laundering machine is an army of lawyers and accountants based in some surprising places. Amy Barry is with the campaign group Global Witness. She says a recent study by the World Bank of 200 major cases of corruption was revealing.
Over 70% of those cases had used shell companies to disguise the identity of the beneficial owners. And of those companies, the majority of them were registered in the United States.
Montana, Wyoming and Nevada are reported to be centres for setting up these shell companies. The City of London is another major conduit for dirty cash. And, says John Christensen, here's the ultimate irony, Cyprus's sternest critic, Germany, is also tainted.
Frankfurt for a long time has been attracting illicit financial flows from across the world. So Germany is not squeaky clean.
Germany's unspoken message to Cyprus seems to be, we don't mind bailing out our own money launderers, but we're not bailing out yours. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.